Hey everyone, I'm David Brussell.
And I'm Marcus Terran.
And this is The Thermal Review, a podcast about sensing, imaging, and automation advancements from the perspective of a couple technology geeks.
In each episode, we discuss how the world is changing for cloud-based monitoring, quality assurance, and non-destructive testing.
Welcome back to The Thermal Review, the podcast that shines a light on the technical world of thermal imaging technologies. I'm your host, David Brussell, joined by my insightful co-host, Mr. Marcus Terran. In this episode, we'll dive deeper into the world of input-output devices within the thermal imaging systems, specifically comparing the Movitherm MEO IO device with the Movitherm ITL gateway. We'll uncover each device's unique applications, inputs, and outputs, providing you with a clear understanding of their roles in thermal imaging. Whether you're a professional in the field or just fascinated by technology, this discussion will enrich your knowledge of thermal imaging's evolving landscape. Marcus, ready to dive into the details?
I am.
Outstanding. Good to see you today.
Yeah, good to see you too.
So we have, just to follow up, so in episode 15, which is the previous episode to this, we spent a lot of time talking about the Movitherm MEO. And if you haven't listened to that episode, you may want to review that first before listening to this episode, which is going to be a little bit of a follow-on or a continuation to episode 15. We'll touch briefly on Movitherm MEO, but if you really want to learn about it, we do encourage you to listen to that episode. But we're going to compare the MEO to the ITL or Intelligent Thermalink gateway. And the reason why is because we get questions about this all the time. When should I use the MEO for my application and with what cameras? Or when should I use the ITL gateway with what cameras? What can I do with these two things? How do they simplify my setting up of my monitoring or control program? So here we are today in this episode. I thought it would be great, Marcus, if we could start out by just maybe doing an introduction to each one. Now, I know we spent a lot of time on the MEO in the last episode, so maybe just a highlight overview on MEO, and then let's talk ITL gateway, and then we'll start to dive into the differences. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah. So the MEO is really the Movitherm Intelligent IO module, right? And it was always intended to be really just what it says, like a remote IO module. So the idea is really to say, well, it's great to have a camera there, but usually you want to perform an action. If you see something getting too warm, or too cold or whatever the case may be, you want to perform an action and say, if there's an alarm, you may want to turn the machine off or process off or something, or turn an alarm bell on, anything like that. And that's really the intent behind the MEO. And so the MEO has digital outputs, 24 volts, industrially isolated. So you can, connect this to either a PLC, if you wanted to do further logic, on that side, or you could directly connect any sort of devices to it. And it also has 4 to 20 milliamp analog output signals. And that comes in handy if you want to do any sort of, let's say, real-time temperature display. There's displays out there that take 4 to 20 milliamp in digital displays. Or if you want to use it for a process feedback and say, I'm going to do non-contact thermal monitoring or temperature monitoring, and you can use the output into let's say a PID controller that controls your oven temperature or something, right? So in this case, traditionally, you would use a thermocouple inside the oven. The problem is it's just a point source. It's just very localized, right? So that doesn't really give you a really good overview of your process overall, right? So if you have, let's say you have a drying process in an oven and you have like a continuous web going through an oven, and you have a couple of thermocouples sprinkled around, it gives you just a very, very rough approximation of how good your process is drying your web. Whereas if you put a thermal camera over the web on the outside or on the outlet of the oven, you can see with thousands of temperature points in real time now how good is your drying process. So that temperature feedback can be produced through the Mio and run back into the process control and give you a much better sort of a process capability in your process, right? So that's kind of what, in a nutshell, what the Mio can do for you. And all of that without the need for any sort of PC or software or anything in between. It directly plugs in over Ethernet into the same network or network switch as the cameras are connected to. It's really a self-contained solution, right? So you combine a Mio with a camera or multiple cameras, and you have yourself, in a few minutes, you're up and running, and you have yourself your own monitoring system, right?
Awesome. And I should point out, Marcus, you just did a series of videos around yeah. around the Mio, yeah. specifically the Mio Max. So again, to our audience, if you want to learn more detail about Mio, see one firsthand, go to the Movitherm YouTube channel and you can find information there and watch these videos that describe them in more details. And Marcus, that I guess both of these IO devices that we'll talk about today are really geared towards smart cameras, or not streamers,
correct,
but cameras that have yeah. some type of on-edge intelligence for regions of interest, spot measurement, line profile, area tools, those kind of thing, and reporting temperature data, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a very good point. These cameras are typically available in two flavors, like you mentioned, what we call streamers. For the folks that are not necessarily familiar with that term, it's basically just an image stream, pixel by pixel, with temperature calibrated data, but you still have to have a processing unit that now says, well, what does it mean? I have in this area, I have a temperature, right? So you get to process the incoming stream of those temperature pixels and do something with it. That's what we call it, a streaming camera. And those are typically used for more complex applications. And then you use a PC with some software in between to make these decisions, right? Whereas for simpler applications where you can just draw a region of interest in form of a circle, a rectangle, a polygon, or something around an area that you want to measure, it then boils that down to here's your maximum temperature for that region. And you can also create either in the camera, you create an alarm threshold, but you can also do that in the Mio, and it makes that easier, especially if you have multiple cameras. You don't have to log into, let's say, six cameras individually and figure out what is the threshold, you know, and all those kind of things. Whereas in the Mio, you have one screen and you have a dashboard overview of all the cameras with all the settings all at a glance, and you can quickly change something. So you really have that dashboard capability from the Mio, and it ties all of the stuff together, right? So it's much easier to handle, and you don't have to worry about the cameras anymore individually.
Gotcha. Okay. No, thanks for that. So tell us about ITL, or Intelligent Thermal Link, the Movitherm ITL Gateway.
Yeah, so super excited about that product. It is basically a natural evolution of the Mio, right? It doesn't make the Mio obsolete. It's just a superset. You know, it's the Mio on steroids, essentially, right? So we put a lot more capabilities into that little gateway, which is basically a full-blown mini embedded computer system. It is a lot more powerful and a lot more capable than the Mio. And the intention is really, for one thing, to connect a bunch of cameras to our cloud system. So we have a Amazon Web Services based IoT cloud system, where we run software for monitoring and mass notification and data analysis and, you know, data archival and all those kind of things. So you can access that from anywhere in the world on your phone, on any sort of web-capable device. And you can get text messages, voice calls even, that says, hey, something is wrong with your process, or there's an alarm. You can get reports sent to you. So it's a lot more sophisticated of a solution, and a lot more capable than just a local alarm somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. So, but both of these devices definitely have their place. And there's specific use cases for each one that you would say, you know, in this case, the Mio is perfectly fine. I don't need anything beyond that, versus I totally need to notify shift supervisors or the maintenance guys or the fire department. Then you want to go to the ITL gateway with our cloud solutions, because it just has so much more capabilities there, right? And with that also comes the ability to provide its own internet connection. If you get an ITL gateway with an LTE modem built in, then you can also be completely off-grid, so to speak. You don't have to connect it to your infrastructure in your company, because the IT department may say, well, if you do that, here's all the rules that you have to abide by in order to get this all running. And that could be a hassle sometimes. But we all want to be respectful of, obviously, cybersecurity. We have all heard, the whole ransomware attacks and being hacked and everything else. So it's a valid concern. Obviously, nobody wants to deal with all the extra overhead of security, but, you know, it needs to be taken seriously, right? So for that reason, the best defense against hacking is not being physically connected at all. That's the only mitigation strategy of not being able to be hacked. If it's not physically connected, you can't get there, right? So you can't just telepathically get there. So that's the idea of saying you can, if you want to, create your own internet connection through that cell phone modem. But if you don't want that and you say, yeah, I'm just fine, I just want to connect it to my network, that option is there too. You can just connect it then through an Ethernet port, and our gateways are even PoE capable. So if you have a PoE switch that are powering your cameras already, you can also just hook up the gateway to the same PoE switch, and you don't even have to provide a power supply. It's literally, use an Ethernet cable to connect it and you're done.
That right? is
so it's
awesome.
Super simple.
Yeah. Wow. Now, so two flavors, if you will. Not to oversimplify things, but two flavors of ITL gateway, the one that you would use with your own network,
yeah.
And then one where you would create a completely off network, if you will, independent network for and utilize the cellular connectivity. So two flavors, one LTE, right. one no LTE. Okay, awesome.
Right. Yeah.
And I love how you describe it. I mean, yeah, it opens up a world of communication that leverages the cloud. And you mentioned all those items. But Marcus, what if someone still wants some localized capability? Do they need to have MIO and ITL gateway? Let's say a local alarm or something.
Right. So the gateway comes with a minimum set of digital IO as well. We have four digital inputs and four digital outputs.
Okay.
Right. So it's not as plentiful as the MIO. The larger MIO has 8 digital outputs and 8 4 to 20 milliamp outputs or something. So the gateway only has digital outputs, 4 of them for alarming. But you can also do like a group alarm. It says if any of the cameras experience an alarm, turn output 1 on, right? So you have a local, like sort of a global alarm. And the idea is like, well, okay, you can then look at your dashboard and see what's going on. You will also in parallel probably get a text message with a link, click on it and say, oh, it's camera 17, what's going on there, right? And then you see the map view on our cloud-based system and say, oh, that's in warehouse number 3, right, in that corner or something. So you have that situational awareness with what's going on there. So that's easy to do. But if you needed more digital outputs capabilities, you could also add a MIO module in addition to the gateway, and they coexist. That's a possibility. The only limitation currently is the MIO supports cameras that talk Modbus.
Uh-huh.
So that will be the only limitation currently. There's future plans to make them to make the MIO modules more broadly compatible with other camera type protocols and interfaces. But currently, it's only cameras that do Modbus as well.
Okay. So MIO is primarily for Modbus, and the ITL gateway is more broad. So that would be a differentiator as well. Then if you had a camera right. that perhaps didn't run Modbus, you could use the ITL gateway.
Yeah.
In our last episode, we talked about there's a MIO that will support up to 7 cameras. How many cameras does the ITL gateway support?
Yeah, good question. So we have actually 8 cameras per gateway. The reason, just real quick, in case somebody wonders, why do we have 7? Usually it comes in the automation world, everything comes in section sets of 8, usually 8, 16,
Okay, so that's the magic number.
I get that question asked a lot. So in the MIO, we used a chip that can support up to 8. There's that number 8, up to 8 Ethernet connections. But we have to use one for the actual web server to serve up the dashboard. So that's your 8th connection. internally. So we lose that, so we can only support up to 7 cameras. That's the reason why the Mio supports 7. And the gateway is more capable. It doesn't have that limitation. So we can fully support 8 cameras, but also have the dashboard, you know, that's web. There's basically a built-in web server. So talking about local capability, you not only have on the gateway digital I/O, but you also have a, I guess, edge-based or local web server built into the gateway. So you can access the gateway directly as well.
Okay.
And look at status of cameras. You can see your dashboard. You can see temperatures from the cameras, alarm status, and all those kind of things. And some images are being updated on there as well. As I said, it's a much more capable platform compared to the Mio. If need be, not every application needs all of that, right? That's why we think the Mio is still going strong, if you will, because there's a lot of simple applications where all of that is not needed, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what you get with the gateway. You can also run the gateway in an offline mode. So either let's say the internet connection goes down, you have IT issues and for some reason, or your internet service provider has an issue, you're still monitoring locally in real time. So we have built in that redundancy. So we paid a lot of attention on redundancy, right? So even if the internet connection breaks down, you're still good up and running and you're still monitoring locally. Everything is still fine. As soon as it connects again, you're going to be up and running again. That's not a problem. But you can also even choose to run it completely without the cloud. It could also exist similar to the Mio, just locally as well.
Okay. You know? So thank you for describing and explaining that. Mio has a web interface that I could log into, right? With the computer, if I know the IP address, I can log into the Mio, right? Yeah. ITL gateway sounds very similar, that I could log into that web interface as well. But sounds like you get a little more information in the ITL gateway web layout. You mentioned images and things like that, where Mio, you may not have that available. I understand that the ITL gateway has a HDMI output as well, which is a differentiator between the two. When would that be useful? When might you deploy the HDMI output of the ITL gateway?
So imagine, again, look at the ITL gateway as a computer, right? So it really, you can connect your mouse, keyboard, and monitor on it. So that's the HDMI output. So you can literally put it on, it's a very small box. We have even a VESA mount, so you could screw it on the back of a monitor if you want to. and you have all, basically bring your own BYO, bring your own keyboard, mouse, and monitor, and have an ITL gateway, and you have your local monitoring system. So it runs software on that little PC. It's a complete monitoring system in that little box, right? So with software, with everything in it. If you just wanted to do it that way, and then you can turn the monitor on, and you have, if you choose to do so, you just have it on the monitor directly over the HDMI. You can also say, I don't want to have it this way. I just want to have it over a web server, and you can do it that way. So it has a lot of flexibility the way you want to use it, you know, and then you can use it with our cloud or without the cloud. So it's infinite flexibility almost in terms, you know, of how you want to use it. Yeah, like what best fits your use case, right? We didn't want to create, you know, too much of a entrance barrier for people to use it, right? So you can use it the best way you see fit, and that's okay, right? And you can also start offline, and if you really like and you say, you know, I wish I had some notification capability, you can add a subscription later, and it's no sweat, and then we get you on the cloud, and now we have mass notification capabilities if you wanted to start out that way. You know, you can do that as well, you know.
Yeah, I see that as a huge benefit. You don't limit yourself. You can scale. So I love that. Yeah. You can start off by just keeping it local and then expand and go to the cloud later if you want to. Brilliant. Awesome explanations, Marcus. Thank you for describing the two. Encourage our listeners, if you want to learn more about either one of these devices, just go to the Mobitherm website or go to the YouTube page and you'll see information there describing these. Or if you have to, yes, you could talk to someone. We love talking to people, and we can even give you a demonstration of these things. Let's So Marcus, I'm hoping that we can help the listeners understand, you know, when do I want to go down the MIO path, or when might I go down the ITL gateway path? And I don't know if there's a specific application that would drive you down one path versus the other, or if there's a certain, you know, setup scenario that would drive you down one path or the other. But maybe we can focus on MIO first. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could just describe to our listeners or give them some advice around why would I go down the MIO path versus the right. ITL gateway. And then we'll do just the opposite after you kind of take us down the MIO path.
Yeah, sure. So MIO, again, is great for simple applications, something really simple that does not require any sort of notification. If you don't need to be notified over text, voice calls, and email send, you don't need dashboards, you don't need any of the fanciness, right? But you do have the need for an alarming output. Some red light comes on if a temperature is exceeded, or you want to turn a machine or a process off if a temperature is exceeded or below a threshold, you know, those kind of things. That is a typical use case for just the MIO. You okay. just find doing something like this, and that's good for one or many cameras. You can also cascade MIO. So even if you have more than 7 cameras, you have 16 cameras or something, you can put multiple MIO modules on the same network, right? So you can mix and mingle. Even if you needed more outputs, you can hook up another MIO module to the same cameras and get more outputs going. So there's a lot of flexibility in that case. And again, the nice thing, it's a remote or distributed I/O, meaning the I/O doesn't have to be physically located where the camera is, because most of the time you need that somewhere else. You may be in a very inopportune sort of situation with the camera somewhere in a maybe even harsh or dangerous sort of an environment, but the alarm really needs to be down at the control panel somewhere. All you have to do is plug it into the same network somewhere in your facility, right? It could be the next building over if you wanted to. So for that sort of a use case, MIO is great. Another use case that we come across every once in a while is folks saying, hey, I already have a PLC in place to control my machine or process. I want to add a thermal camera to my process, but I don't know how to integrate a thermal camera. And so they get a MIO, they hook up the MIO because it's literally 2 or 3 mouse clicks and you have the MIO up and running. And then the output becomes a simple digital on off, and pretty much any PLC programmer out there can integrate a digital on off sort of a signal easily, right? Mm-hmm. So it basically abstracts the complexity of integrating a thermal camera down to, oh, it's just a sensor with an on off now for me. So you don't have to have classes on thermal imaging and you know, expert knowledge and all those kind of things. So the MIO is a good investment there, and say, you know, within an hour or so, I have this thing integrated into my process and I don't have to worry about learning about the whole interface and how the camera works and all that stuff, right? So that's another good use case to just plug in a MIO in between as an abstraction layer between a PLC and a camera. You know, that's a typical thing too.
Nice. That functionality or feature of the MIO, it can reside anywhere on the network, is huge. That is such a huge right. advantage. And just again, for our listeners to understand, you're not connecting the cameras directly to the MIO. You're not running the wires, if you will, or the Cat5 E or Cat6 cables from the cameras to the MIO device. They just have to be on the same network. And so if you have that right. infrastructure in place, you can plug these things in wherever you need them and get that yep. functionality wherever you need it. Brilliant. I think that's just a brilliant feature and value. Awesome. Thank you for taking us down that path, Marcus. Let's do the same thing now for the ITL gateway. When might you want to go down that path?
Yeah. Yeah. To contrast that, anytime, let's say you are the maintenance manager of some manufacturing plant and you have certain risks, such as maybe, fire hazards, something could be flammable and you know, you do your 8 hour shift or 10 hour shift or something, you go home or you're home on the weekends and you're constantly in your head, man, I hope the second shift, I hope the third shift is going to be doing their job and following the risk mitigation strategies for making sure we're not going to have a fire or something like, or you have a warehouse and nobody is there. And, you know, you just want to keep an eye on things, but you can't be physically there, right? So having an ITL gateway with a cloud connection there can give you that peace of mind, essentially, to say, look, if anything happens, you're going to get a text message. If anything happens, you can choose to get also even a phone call, which is more urgent, right? Even if you fall asleep, a text message may be getting unnoticed, but somebody calling you is a lot more urgent, you know, than a text message. And then you have also, if you're halfway asleep and you're waking up, you don't have to like log into anything. The system sends you a link. You just click on the link. Your web browser opens up on your phone and you see instantly what's going on. You don't have to worry about getting to a computer and logging in and remembering your login. And when you're frazzled and half, you know, sleepy and whatever, you can just click on it and it shows you right then and there what's going on, right? And you can do this also. You don't have to be the only one getting notified. You can also notify 5 other people or 100 other people. It doesn't really matter. So it's a lot more powerful from a notification capability. And then you can have processes in place to say, hey, if you guys get this message, do this, right? Or your security team or, you know, the authorities. So there's so much capability of notification of if something goes wrong. And also creating that situational awareness, right? And the MIO doesn't have any of that capability whatsoever, right? So the notification is a big indicator for if you need that, that's the thing. The other thing is historical data. If you just wanted to, forget all the alarming, what if you just wanted to monitor your process over time? Is there ever a situation where the process runs out of spec? Well, you get historical data with the cloud. You see over time what your temperature is, right? So you can go back and in time and look at the images. You can look at the temperature data over time. You can get reports sent daily, weekly, monthly. You have historical data. So it helps you find things that you weren't aware of, right? So it creates that 24/7 monitoring capability and you have the awareness. Again, MIO doesn't have historical data. It's just instantaneous monitoring capabilities, right? So the ITL brings all of that capability with it as well. You know, and that situational awareness, I think, is also a huge, huge feature where you can create a map of your facility or your recycling yard or whatever. Because if you have a bunch of cameras looking at something, nothing is more confusing than getting an alarm and it says camera 17 and you're like, what the heck is that, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like with the situational awareness of saying, hey, camera 17 is located here. It's superimposed on a map and it shows you which area is being monitored. It provides you an image with that and the temperature. And you're like, oh, man, I wonder if somebody pushed that recycling bin out and emptied it or whatever the case may be. That's the instant awareness that you get from that system, right? So it's a heck of a lot more powerful for sure.
That's awesome. And a great comparison of when you would want to go down the ITL path, if you will, the gateway right. path versus the MIO path. It's almost like MIO is going to keep things very localized. Mm-hmm. Yes or no alarm. Yes. Yep. Shut this off. Do that. ITL is going to take you down the path of enhanced situational awareness data capable.
Yeah, historical data.
Data. I hadn't really considered that, but it's so true. If you're really trying to understand a piece of equipment, an asset, a process, the environment of a facility, the ITL gateway is definitely going to give you that. That's brilliant.
Yep.
Awesome. And in some KISS situations, you can use both, which is interesting.
Right.
And Marcus, maybe we should share this with our listeners, because you think ITL gateway, this must be a unit or a system that costs, you know, you know, thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars. And And perhaps some are even thinking that Mio, would you mind sharing? I mean, the price points of these things, in my opinion, are crazy. I mean, it's not a big right. investment to step into this technology and simplify your setup. What do Movitherm Mios approximately cost? And I know there's a single camera version, and there's the 7 camera version.
Right. So we have just released a new version even of the Mio, which we call the Mio Max. And that one is essentially supporting all the new FLIR A-series cameras, the A50-500 cameras, the 400 and the 700 and all those kind of things, all those new A-series cameras. So, and it's all now in one module. It used to be segmented. The Mio offerings were segmented by camera type, and that's no longer the case. We have them all now on one module. So we simplified that even further.
Nice.
And with that, we were also able to reduce the pricing of the Mio. So even if you have price tags in mind from the past, if you were familiar with it, it's even lower now. So we can get the single camera Mio Max version. I believe it's $1,295. And then we have the 7 camera version, for around $3,000 or something. And
wow.
It's, it's if you think about it, you're building a 7 camera or 6 or 5 camera sort of monitoring system, and all you have to add is that box. And you're off and running, you have a complete monitoring system. You don't need the PC, you don't need your IT department and worry about software upgrades and operating system upgrades and maintenance and this and that. It's an embedded device. It runs, it's industrially hardened. It can take the beating, the extended temperature range and dust and dirt and everything else. It's super reliable. We have hundreds of modules out there, and I think we have one or two failures in over the last years, and one of them was a customer hooked up 220 volts to a 24 volt Mio, and sorry, there's a we did some protections there, but there comes a point where that doesn't suffice anymore, right? So from that perspective, yeah. And then on the ITL side, even more exciting as well. You can get a single camera monitoring system with the camera, the ITL gateway, and a whole year subscription for $7,500.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, it's just crazy, mind-boggling what's possible now with this technology, and it's so scalable because we don't care if you have one or 100 or 1,000 cameras. It's all possible on the network, right?
Yeah. So ITL gateway selling 3,000, maybe 3,500. I know there's a couple flavors we talked about earlier, one LTE based, one non-LTE. Yep. Actually, I think it's 32 for the LTE. That's just crazy. I mean, that's wonderful. Right. It's awesome because it makes it, we're not talking, a huge, outrageous investment to build a right. monitoring system and connecting them in I mean, an easy, do-it-yourself, DIY fashion with the Mio or with the ITL gateways. So, wow, it's definitely making, more in-depth, multiple camera monitoring more accessible than ever before.
Yeah. It's true. I think it's truly disruptive. In terms of all the alternatives out there, it's just so simple, and it's essentially self-install. We don't even have to send the technician out or anything. You just plug these devices in, they come pre-configured and you're off and running, And it's fantastic. I mean, the faces, the expressions, the feedback that we're getting, people saying just looking at it and in disbelief, they're like, oh wow.
Yeah, I can really do this. Yes, yeah. You can. And you can get started, just as you pointed out, Marcus, so easily with I mean, we have starter packs at right. Movitherm that includes the gateway, includes the camera, includes the subscription to be running for a year. And it's $7,000. And you can have a full blown monitoring system with all the alerts and notifications that you could ever dream of for $7,000. Anyways. Didn't want to turn this into a sales pitch. So But I thought our listeners are probably wanting to know. So thank you for sharing that, Marcus. Yep. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that both the Movitherm Mio and the ITL Gateway offer unique benefits to the world of thermal imaging. Understanding the differences in their applications, input and outputs, not only helps in choosing the right device for your needs, but also highlights the incredible versatility and depth of thermal imaging technology, which is what this podcast is all about, educating our audience on that. We hope that this episode has provided valuable insights into these innovative IO devices. Marcus, any parting or final thoughts before we wrap up today?
I'm just absolutely excited. If you think about it, I mean, we have our 25-year anniversary essentially as the company. The innovations, shameless self plug here, but the innovations that we have been doing over the years and bringing thermal imaging technology to the masses, I'm so proud of the team, of what we have accomplished, but I'm also excited for our customers to be able to reap the benefits of this, right? So totally, totally excited for the future here.
Well, well said, Marcus. Thank you for that. And I'm going to point out as well, I love how these IO devices that we talked about today and this innovation aligns with Movitherm's vision, which part of the vision is to simplify the complex. And yeah. I think this aligns perfectly with that. Marcus, thank you. And thank you to all of our listeners for joining us on this technical journey. Please don't forget to subscribe to the Thermal Review for more enlightening discussions on thermal imaging technology. If you have any questions or suggestions for future topics, please reach out. Until next time, keep exploring the endless possibilities that thermal imaging has to offer. Thank you.
Thank you.